Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 2 p.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Irma. Irma right now is emerging off the north coast of Cuba. It's currently centered about 145 miles to the southeast of Key West, moving just north of due west at about 9 miles per hour. We can see the eye of Irma on the radar from Key West emerging off the coast. Rain bands are still moving across the Florida Keys and over much of South Florida, bringing tropical storm force wind gusts to the region. During the next 24 hours, we expect Irma to turn northwestward and north-northwest and move across the Florida Keys and then right along the west coast of the Florida Peninsula, reaching the Fort Myers area around Sunday evening, passing by the Tampa Bay area and moving up to North Florida by Monday morning, and then weakening as it moves inland across southeastern Georgia to a tropical storm and finally to a tropical depression over the Tennessee Valley and southern Appalachians by the middle of the week. Florida, much of the state of Florida is under a hurricane warning. Both coasts, from the east coast all the way to from the Georgia border southward and up from the Big Bend southward, including the Florida Keys. We're especially concerned about the west coast and southwest Florida, seeing the direct impacts of a major hurricane of the core moving across those regions as we go from Sunday into Monday. We're also very concerned about storm surge. There's a storm surge warning in effect for much of the Florida coast. In particular, we're worried about the life-threatening catastrophic storm surge from Cape Sable to Captiva of 10 to 15 feet of storm surge in this region. This area in southwest Florida is particularly vulnerable to storm surge. If you live in an evacuation zone in Lee or Collier County, or even all the way up through Cape Coral and into the Tampa, St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay area, and you've been asked by your local emergency officials to evacuate, please follow that advice. You still have some time in those areas as tropical storm force winds will not begin till later tonight in the Fort Myers area northward. In terms of storm surge elsewhere, we're expecting 5 to 10 feet of storm surge in the Florida Keys and extreme southeastern Florida, including the west side of Biscayne Bay. We're also expecting storm surge all the way up the east coast of Florida as well. Life-threatening surge, so please heed any evacuation orders you've been given. In terms of rainfall, we're expecting widespread heavy rain across much of Florida. We could see 8 to 15 inches across much of the peninsula and southeastern Georgia, with isolated totals as high as 20 inches, and even higher totals in the Keys, 10 to 20 inches, isolated amounts as high as 25. And some of this rainfall will linger into the early portions of next week, and then we'll also expect to see heavy rains up into Georgia and into the southern Appalachians. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 2 p.m. update on Hurricane Irma.